Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of a Merry Monday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. And it gets better from here to the end because I am joined by a fine co-devil. For the 4 o'clock hour, he's Dr. Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus from the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Welcome back to the big show.
Indeed. And let's hope for a very happy new year. We got a lot to talk about today, even though it's the holiday season. Starting off with the Green Bay Packers. They continue to win, though one has to say Saturday's victory was pretty mediocre and lucky to have survived.
You know, I was out in Vegas, and I am so glad I didn't find the sports book until after the Packer kickoff. I'd have been tempted. You know, I'd have had a bet on the home team. And the Packers, while they keep winning, they don't cover. No. They are not doing as well against the odds. And I would have lost both those bets, Harvey. But, you know, Super Bowl or bust. That's all.
So you were in Las Vegas for Christmas.
Just got back night before Christmas. So,
wow.
Yeah. I took the fam. Not my bright idea, but, you know, Dad went along and paid for a lot of it and had a good time.
Good.
Also That's had the great. Opportunity to hike in the mountains, Zion National Park. That was the appeal for Dad. I've been to Vegas.
Very nice. Very nice. I was in New York a week and a half ago for a week. And in fact, it was just a week ago today that I came back. Unfortunately, a day after I arrived, we were having a great time. I came down with a pretty bad cold, which I thought might be COVID.
Yes, sir.
So went to get a test, and a serious test, they're all serious, but a test. And then they said, well, we may not be able to give you the results till the Friday. That was on a Wednesday when I took the test. So I thought, oh, no. So we got lucky and we found one at-home test in one of the sort of corner Walgreen, CVS, Duane Reade, as they say in New York, places. We took that and I was negative. I thought, okay, but my cold persists even now. So if along the way, if anyone hears me cough or, well, not sneeze, it's not that bad necessarily, I apologize ahead of time.
You know, Harvey, I've got a daughter now with COVID. She doesn't live in the household, but she was supposed to meet us. She's in LA and apparently had spent some time in New York recently herself and suspect she might have gotten COVID in New York. But I got to tell you, Harvey, after spending about 6 days in Vegas, I'd be shocked if my whole family doesn't have COVID. Many people so close together, and I'm just looking at it and thinking, you know, there's no way I'm not being exposed to Omicron.
Oh, yeah. Well, my daughter's fiance in New York came down with it. It was just like a cold, fortunately, nothing more. My nephew and his new bride, they only got married this past summer. They're in their mid-20s. They both came down with it, and he's now beyond, I think he tested negative this morning. She still shows positive on the test, but it's spread like wildfire. Absolutely. Just fortunately, it seems like it's not as, in quotes, deadly as the Delta, but it is serious and it spreads very, very easily, apparently.
Well, it's good that it's perhaps not as virulent as the Delta because, you know, the hospital systems currently, they're overwhelmed. I forget what healthcare system here in the state of Wisconsin in Illinois just today, you know, wrote a letter to the editor, effectively said, please help us keep you alive. Stop partying, wear a mask and get vaccinated. Yeah. And it seems like logical common sense at this late hour, 2 years in, Harvey. But, you know, we're moving towards pandemic year three. And we had 1,000 Wisconsinites die last month of COVID.
Yeah, you can get it, obviously, if you've been vaccinated. But the likelihood is so infinitesimal compared to those who did not get vaccinated. You would think by this time people would just see the reality of this disease, this virus, and get vaccinated, protect themselves for fear, you know, if nothing else, if they survive this one, who knows what the next round might entail. I'm hoping there is no next round, but sure. Still.
Harvey, I have my booster scheduled tomorrow, and I can guarantee you I wouldn't have gone to Vegas unless the entire family was vaccinated, at least up to as many boosters as we could get. And, you know, I'm looking forward to hopefully getting one more shot of reassurance. But were you surprised at all? President Donald Trump, in an interview with Bill O'Reilly over the break, said he had been boosted and he got booed by the pro-Trump crowd.
The monster he's unleashed is trying to bite him too, right? I mean, it's just wild. I mean, you know, at first I didn't even think he really had COVID when he claimed he did, that this was all a facade to try to claim, you know, look how strong I am. But I guess he came down with it. They pumped him up with a whole series of things. You know, look, he's a father and a grandfather. However vile he may come across to the likes of you and me, he must have at least some love and affection for his family. So he got himself vaccinated. And in fact, let's face it. I mean, the vaccination initiative began under him. It was launched to secure the vaccines under him.
Harvey, this ain't about the grandkids. If Trump's boosted, as he now claims, it's out of self-love. There's one man he loves. He loves himself. That's Harvey K. I love me some Harvey K. Love it when you join us here. I got Harvey Codevil in this entire hour, but you could be a part. 844-967-2789. So Harvey,
can I just tell you quickly what I did this morning? Because people might be interested since they listen to Devil Radio. A couple months ago, or several weeks ago, I got an invitation from the Democrats Abroad Progressive Caucus to give them a talk, a 40-minute talk on FDR, the Greatest Generation, and the fight for the four freedoms. And these are folks who are located everywhere from, say, Mexico City to Vienna, Austria, and beyond. And I just had a great time talking to these very, very progressive overseas Americans who are seriously concerned about the very same things you and I are concerned about. In fact, it may sound silly, but I said to him, look, if things go really bad, I may join Democrats Abroad at the, you know, but let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Harvey, I know that sounds like a joke. I used to joke on this show, if Trump wins re-election, I'm moving, I'm going overseas. But here in the state of Wisconsin, and you live here and I live here, Scott Walker, the former governor's bad governance, the attack on teachers and public sector unions and people that lived in the city. I mean, he pitted the entire population against each other. And Harvey, I think there were lots of good progressive people that got the hell out that said, you know what? Why would I want to be under attack? You know what? There are bluer pastures out there in the nation. I'm going to go live in the Sun Belt. I'm going to go live in Arizona, wherever. I mean, hell, Arizona seems blue compared to Wisconsin some days. Harvey, do you think that there has been literal outbound migration of some of the left here in the state of Wisconsin and upper Midwestern states?
I wouldn't know how to measure it, but I definitely know it's true. There were faculty around the state who, in the wake of 2011, definitely sought to move out of Wisconsin. And some of them I knew pretty well. I think they were so astounded. I mean, you know, I know that in our Wisconsin history, we had the likes of nothing, of no one less than Joe McCarthy. Okay. I know that. So I know what Wisconsin, look, we're not a sainted state, but let's not forget, this is the state that, if any state can claim it, is the birthplace of really capital P progressive politics, with Robert La Follette, his wife, and his kids. I mean, we had a damn good record of progressive politics. And the thing to remember is that progressive politics with a capital P came out of the Republican Party. Why did it come out of the Republican Party? Because people like Robert La Follette Sr. were so outraged by the corruption of the Republican Party and their relationship with railroads and other corporate entities. So my point about this is that we have historically been, Joe McCarthy aside, really, a rather progressive state. And when I came to Wisconsin in 1978, I really thought that I had won the political lottery. I was coming to the state that, however mixed it might be politically, the fact was that this was a state that had first granted public employees collective bargaining rights. This was the state whose major institution, the University of Wisconsin, really was in many ways intellectually the birthplace of a whole series of social democratic and progressive initiatives. Faculty at the University of Wisconsin were the ones who envisioned the policies that many of us see, you know, took off, not many of us saw, but many of us know took off during the 30s and 40s under Roosevelt. I mean, this was, if you like, an incubator of progressive politics. So when Scott Walker won the governorship and the Republicans took control of both houses of the legislature and proceeded in the weeks following the handover of power to turn this state into truly, I mean, an embarrassingly right-wing ruled state, there were a lot of people who were just shaken up. I can tell you that I was seriously shaken up because this was not the state that I envisioned myself spending the rest of my life in. Now, on the other hand, I wasn't gonna run. Okay. I mean, and I didn't stay merely because of the Packers. Let's make that clear. Okay. But it is the case that the majority of Wisconsinites are fundamentally small P progressive people. And that when I say that, I don't just mean they're nice people, you know, Wisconsin and Minnesota nice. I mean, there's a really great current of political, if you like, leftism that runs through us. And it seems a tragedy as to what we've witnessed.
That's Dr. Harvey K. He's my fine co-devil for this hour. You can be a part of this big show. Join us. Be Barry on this Monday. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. More Devil's Advocates. It's live, I promise.
Holy mackerel, folks. Let's get to work.